Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Our planet Earth is full of all sorts of wonderful creatures, hailing from a variety of landscapes, such as savannas, tundras, rainforests, and deserts. You are in charge of managing the wildlife park of your dreams, and you may populate it with any species you choose, from big cats, bears, primates, antelopes, aquatic mammals, and dinosaurs? Zoo Tycoon is a park builder game originally released in 2001 for Windows and Macintosh computers. In the game, you must build exhibits suitable for your animals and accommodate to their needs, whilst also keeping your guests happy and operating efficiently under your given budget. As well as building zoos under each scenario that the game provides you with, there is also a freedom mode, in which the grounds of the zoo are your sandbox, and you are free to design your zoo however you like, without the worry of running out of money. A year after the game released, Zoo Tycoon received two expansion packs, Dinosaur Digs, which featured dinosaurs and other prehistoric animals, and Marine Mania, which introduced large tank exhibits along with aquatic mammals like dolphins and whales, as well as sharks and rays. The game also provided free downloadable content from the official Microsoft website, which added many endangered species to the game. Then later on in 2003, all of the game's content was bundled together in a complete package known as Zoo Tycoon Complete Collection. Zoo Tycoon was largely a successful franchise, as its first game sold over 1 million copies during its first year of release. Following this, a sequel game released in 2004, changing from pre-rendered 2D sprites in the original game into full 3D graphics. This sequel also received many expansion packs over the years, and eventually received its own complete version of the game too in 2008, known as Zoo Tycoon 2 Ultimate Collection. The original Zoo Tycoon game was also ported to the Nintendo DS in 2005, along with its sequel in 2008. But then, in 2013, Microsoft, the publishers of the original game, decided to reboot the franchise and released a new game on the Xbox 360 and Xbox One, bearing the same title as the original game. Unfortunately, this new Zoo Tycoon game was critically panned due to its overly simplified gameplay and severe lack of options for creative freedom. However, the developers of this title, Frontier Developments, would later go on to create Planet Zoo, which is largely considered to be a worthy spiritual successor to the Zoo Tycoon games, and is still being updated to this day with new content. Join me again next time